Hello, everybody. I'm so excited. Welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm here at an airport, spend a lot of time in airports. I'm here in Springfield Airport in Missouri. I've had an amazing couple of days, got a chance to minister at the Jim Baker Studios, then just finished ministering at Joplin Family Worship Center. I've been to Orlando doing the 1 Million Brazilian Women event. It's been an exciting 4 days, and God has revealed a lot to me this upcoming week on the Hebrew calendar, some amazing things that he's doing, and I want to share that with you today. See, God is speaking to us about come up higher. He says, I want you to come up higher. I'm building my house, and I need you to change your perspectives. You need to think things from a different way. You need to see it different. You need to think it different. Now, I've been sharing with you about we are in the season of Teshuvah. It started on the first day of Elul. That was Saturday, August 23rd. It will go, the 40 days will go until the Day of Atonement on October 1st at sundown. So this 40 days, we're about 7 days, right in here, you're watching this, for about 8 days into this month of Elul, which is the 6th month on the Hebrew calendar. It's the month where God spoke to Haggai and told him to tell Zerubbabel the governor and Joshua the high priest that some changes needed to be made. God said, listen, tell the people to stop focusing on their lack, on their depravity. They're sitting in their sealed houses. And God says, it's time to build my house. Now, come on, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. See, the temple's no longer in Jerusalem, it resides in you. And so when God says, I want to build my house, what's he talking about? He's talking about building your house, your temple. But he's also talking about building the house of God, okay? He's talking about building the greater temple that encompasses all of us. He's talking about building nations. He's on a grand scale here. So when God says, I am taking you into a season of building my house, I need you to allow me to get into your stuff, but I also need you to be repositioned in the place of promotion that I have put you in, the sphere of influence that I've called you to. Come on. Some of you are called to government. Some of you are called to business. Some of you are called to education. Some of you are called to media. Some of you are called to the church mountain. Some of you are called to arts and entertainment. There's 7 mountains, and you are called to any one of those mountains in order to be a contributor to the house of God. The house of God functions with all of those different spheres of influence being overseen by those that have the power of God to take dominion and subdue those particular spheres of influence. See, God's house, it runs on the understanding that those that know him should take the mountain, right? So in Haggai chapter 1, what does he say? He says, stop taking care of your own house and start taking care of mine. God says, listen, if you'll put me first and put my house first and go through process with me, then the glory of the latter house will be greater than the former. And this is how I want to encourage you. This upcoming week, God says, come up higher. He says, I've already promoted you August 1st through the 15th. I now need you to properly position yourself as in come up to this place of promotion. That word mountain means place of promotion, and position yourself in that place and subdue that which is around you that is aggravating you, that which is causing you to complain and murmur, causing you to feel depressed and overwhelmed. God says, I've taken you to this place of promotion, but come up to my house, bring wood that we might build my house. And what is God gonna do? He's gonna build you up so that in your place of promotion, you can now rule, you can have rulership. See, this is a time this week where God is saying, listen, let me work on you so you can rule. Let me work on you so you can subdue the snakes in your life. Now, let me tell you how important this is. I woke up this morning with a dream, very, very powerful dream. The fullness of the revelation has just recently come to me. Okay, you know, when God gives dreams, we get little bits and pieces. We're like, why are you saying this? And then the more we rest in his spirit, the more the dream comes. So this morning I woke up to a dream of, I don't know, probably about 20 people in a room. They were coming to like a church meeting, like a small group Bible study. There was a bunch of seats. They were church seats. They were the nice, standard seats that we sit on with the nice cushions. And we were in a circle. And what ended up happening was that I was sitting across in this circle, and I looked down. Well, let me tell you who was in this room first. We had lovers of Jesus in this room, and they were in business, they were in government, they were in education, they were in media, they were covering all the spheres of influence, and they had positions where they believed in God and they believed that God had put him in that place. There was families there. There was mothers, fathers, there was people that were called to the family mountain. They were called to the church mountain. All right. So all of these believers in this room come for a Bible study, and, in this circle, I'm sitting down and I look across, and there's one of the chairs in the circle, and underneath it is a snake, brown snake with little black, lines on it, began to start slithering around. And I hollered, "There's a snake under the seat." And the Lord speaks to me and he's like, "Tell everyone to get up." So it's like, "Get up on your chairs. Everybody stand up on your chairs. There's a snake in here." And so we all got up on our chairs. We literally stood up. And then the scene shifts just a little bit. Same room, but now I'm in a position and I have a black stick in my hand. And there's a little connector on the end of it. And I have it pointed down. So I'm standing on this chair and I'm pointing it down at the snake, because now the snake has moved from under the chair and is now in the middle of the room in the circle. Okay. So, and everyone is still in this room. They're standing on the chairs or they're outside around the chairs, and the snake comes in the middle, and I start poking the snake, and the snake puts in its mouth this little connector end. And everywhere that I move the stick, it begins to move. So I'm taming the snake. In other words, I'm subduing the snake. Remember James 4:7, submit to the Lord, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So I begin to tame the snake into a place of subduing the snake. Now remember, Genesis 1 verse 26 through 28, God speaks to Adam and Eve on the sixth day. And he says to them, he says, that this is the time that you shall have dominion, you shall subdue, you shall increase and multiply and be fruitful. It was the command of God on the sixth day. Now we're coming into the Hebrew year 5786. And so during this time of Elul, what God is doing is he's strengthening our temples that we might subdue snakes, that we might subdue that which has overtaken us, that which has caused us since the original design in the garden, where Eve was overtaken because she was looking down. Okay, she was looking down, she was walking around, she sees a snake come in, and she, instead of telling the snake, "Talk to the hand here," she begins to lean over and engage with the snake. Now listen, God is saying, in this time, I want to build my house where the glory of the latter house is greater than the former. That comes in the month of Tishri. So this month is the work on the soul time, work on the temple of the Holy Spirit, so that we can gain a next level of faith to subdue the things in our life that are trying to overtake our temples. All right. So this is a soul searching time. This is called Heshvan Hanafesh. It means the accounting of the soul. It means we are called to account for our souls during this time. We are called to come into the place where we know what is subduing us. But we got to turn it around and we have to subdue it. So this dream is that the church and members of the church need to rise up to their place of promotion. Now listen, God has spoken to some of you. It's time to take the government mountain. It's time to take the education mountain. It's time to take the media mountain. It's time to take the church mountain. It's time to take the business mountain. Whatever mountain it is that God has called you to, it's time for you to dominate. To dominate. And what God wants you to do is he wants you to take the stick or the shepherd's staff with the connector end and begin to say to that snake, "You will be subdued and you will come into position." And we're coming into 5786. Six is the number of man, but six is the letter Vav in the Hebrew. It actually represents a connector, all right? It looks like a staff with a little thing on the end, like a shepherd's hook. Okay, so what I was doing is I was taking the number six and I was telling this force, "You have no authority here. Get out of the garden," basically. And this is where God is taking us in 5786 over the next 3 weeks. He is going to position you before we come into Rosh Hashanah to raise up and dominate, have dominion over the enemy in your life and in the lives of your family, in the lives of your church, in the lives of your business, in your school systems, in education, media, whatever it is, God has gifted you and He's positioned you. But know now that you have to practice to dominate that which you have been promoted to. So He tells Haggai, tell the people, tell them to stop being concerned about what they don't have or what they're not getting. I need them to set that aside. I need them to come up higher, and I need them to see as I see, and I need them to bring wood with them. I need them to bring building tools. I need them to say, I'm going to build the house of God. And when they begin to build, and all seven mountains will build in order to bring the domination of Jesus Christ and who He is in the earth. See, we must fulfill Genesis 1, 26 through 28 in the effect it's been fulfilled through Jesus Christ. Remember, when Adam and Eve sinned, there was a flaming sword that was put at the end of the garden, and that meant the way back into the original design where we would have the authority in the earth, and we would carry that authority, and we would rule and reign, and we would subdue that which has tried to subdue us. Is we need to come back through the flaming sword. We need to come back through Yeshua Messiah. We need to believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and then we become born again in our spirit. We get a brand new spirit man. We get the Holy Spirit. We get His power, and then we step into learning how to be the temple of God that can then dominate what is evil, can kick evil out of the garden, can say no to evil. See, if you have anything in common with evil, you cannot do that. This is why it's a season of repentance, is you must repent of that which has overtaken you. All right, this is where we get into family business. This is where we get into emotional issues, psychological issues, spiritual issues. Where has the enemy grabbed a hold of you and strongholded you? Let's break that now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for my friend who's watching. If you are depressed, oppressed, repressed, carrying weights with you, if your mind keeps seeing lower level under the chair, get on your chair in your house and stand up there and wave and say, Lord, I'm coming up to the mountain bringing wood that you might build my house. You might build this house, which is your house, God. See, we say, stop building our own house, right? We let God build His house, which is us. Get up on that chair in your house. Come on. I stood up in a chair in the Joplin Family Worship Center this morning, and I said, I'm a crazy lady who's getting on a chair, and I'm saying right now that I take authority over that which has tried to affect my house or my region, my city, my state, my nation. And I'm going to stand for God in the midst of this. And then I am doing Genesis 1, 26 through 28, which is the number 6, Vav. It is a special number and letter, which means we're connecting heaven and earth. So this month of Elul, God is doing this. This is so exciting. Folks, if you want to understand more of this, you got to get my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, so I can walk you through the rebuilding of the temple. This is the time where God says, let me deal with you so that I can build my house to be holy and righteous and pure, and I can give you the confidence to subdue the snakes in your life, to tell the enemy that you are standing for God and you will march ahead in faith. So how does God build the house? He built the house by faith. Okay, He builds the house by us believing in His goodness and His greatness. See, lower level thinking is the enemy wants you to complain, to murmur, to feel like you're less than. You don't have enough. That's what they were doing in Haggai chapter 1. Read it for yourself. They were saying, we drink, but we're not filled. We sow all of this, but we get holes in our bags. And God's saying, listen, I've allowed some of this stuff to happen because I need you to wake up. I need you to learn how to be the house of the Lord. And that doesn't mean just individuals. It means individuals, and it means families, and it means workplaces, and it means the church, and it means all of us collectively to subdue the earth and begin to dominate. When we subdue and dominate, what happens? We become fruitful, we multiply, we increase, great things begin to happen. So the word for you at this time is that God is taking you to next levels of wisdom, revelation, knowledge, and understanding. He is helping you set your affections above. He's saying, come up higher and hear what it is that I'm saying. See, technically, he took us higher, but we don't exercise our height. We'll stay in our seat and we'll keep our eyes on the ground. That's the way you get bit by the snake. You've got to get up higher. If the snake is going to be at your feet, you have to rule over it. You have to take your staff and the connector that's on it, and you have to tell that snake, I subdue you now in the name of Jesus. You will have no authority here. I take back my life. I take back my marriage. I take back my children. I take back my finances, and say, God, these things belong to you, and I'm now going to stand in protection as you build my house and you build it strong. And then you're going to send me forth to be a builder of cities, states, and nations, to be a builder in my church. Come on, somebody needs to rise up today, and I'm calling you to do it. God says, come up higher and subdue the snakes. That is the weekly word. It is time to share this. Now listen, it takes faith to do this, right? It takes faith. Faith is a building block. Now let me speak to you about Abraham. When God spoke to Abraham and he said to him, listen, I want to show you the land that I want to take you to, and your legacy will be as great as the stars in the sky and the sand in the beaches, right? He says, but listen, he says, you have to believe me for this, and I need you to go to a land that you know nothing about. And you know what Abraham did? He believed God. It was credited to him as righteousness. That word righteousness is tzedek. It actually means he credited it to him as prosperity. And when God says come up higher, he's saying come up to the prosperous places. I teach you this in my Heavenly Portals book. He's saying come up to high places. Come up and position yourself that you might then be positioned then to lead others in that place of prosperity. And so he speaks to him in Genesis chapter 2. And what does he tell Abraham to do? He says, Abraham, I want you to take your one and only son, Isaac. He's the child of the promise. And I want you to go up to the mountain. I want you to bring wood, because I want you to sacrifice the promise. And so, you know, it was very difficult, obviously. We can't even imagine today what it would be like for Abraham to take the child that God had given him, that he had waited for him and his wife to conceive, Isaac, the child of the promise, all the promise was to come through Isaac, and that God was asking him to come up to the mountain. That's actually Mount Moriah today. That is where the temple, it was where the temple of Jerusalem was located. It is now the Dome of the Rock. It is now a mosque. Okay, there is no more temple in Jerusalem. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so with this, he came up to that place in Mount Moriah, and he went and he bound his son. And what happened was that he brought wood to start a fire for a sacrifice, very similar to what God is asking us to do in this book of Haggai during this month of Elul. Come up to this place and bring wood that I might build my house. So Abraham was called to do this. So it says that the way that Abraham was able to accomplish this task, to even take his son and bind him and get him ready on this mountain of promotion where he was sacrificing the promise, he had to believe God. And that kind of belief was a faith that said God was good, and indeed God would do something. So the way that Abraham was able to even attempt to do that was he had to reckon. That means he had to account in his soul. He had to reckon in his soul. Remember, this is Heshbon Hanafesh. It's a time to account for the soul. He had to account in his mind that somehow God would do a miracle, that somehow he would resurrect his son from the dead, that Isaac would somehow be resurrected, that if he was going to do what God said, there had to have been another way that the promise was going to come about. Now, this is the word for you right now. God is going to ask you to sacrifice some things. He's going to ask you to let some things go, good things and bad things. But he says, I'm going to build my house with your faith. Do you believe I'm good? Do you believe I'm great? Do you believe that I love you? Do you believe that my story for your life and the life of your family and the life of your city and your church and your state and your nation is a good story? Do you believe that the story is good? If you do, then hang on to it, because I, God, am writing the story, and I'm going to build a beautiful house. I'm going to build it beautiful. I'm going to make it beautiful in my time. I'm going to make you beautiful, God says. And with that, I'm going to fill you with my Holy Spirit, and you're going to become a glory carrier if you'll let me get in your stuff, and if you'll let me challenge your faith to grow you in next levels, if you'll let me put you in some places where you're going to have to take a risk to believe that I'm good. Come on, this is a whole other message for another time. I'm going to walk you through this over the next couple of weeks. I'm going to help you get to this place where your faith is strong enough to take the risks that God is calling you to take. He's building your house. You want to be a glory carrier, you have to step into next levels of faith. And he says he's going to do it. And when he says he's going to do it, he's going to do it. He's going to do it this month, and he's going to do it in the month of Tishrei. By the time we come to the Feast of Tabernacles on October 6th, we would have come through Rosh Hashanah on September 22nd at sundown. Then 10 days later, October 1st, the end of Teshuvah, the Day of Atonement, October 1st at sundown, all the way through October 2nd. All the way then, on October 6th, at sundown, we start the Feast of Tabernacles, 7 days of the season of joy. And these will be the times we're stepping into, the three last feasts of the year. These are the times that God is preparing us for, where he's building a house where his latter glory will be greater than the former. Who you were last year, you are not this year. Who you were yesterday, you are not today. And where God is going to take you over the next 3 weeks until we hit Tishrei, and over the next more 3 weeks until we come through the Feast of Tabernacles, is a place where your house, which is his house, my house, I will serve the Lord and serve him only. My house is his house, right? Mikasa, his casa, right? So it's Mikasa, su casa, right? It's his house, my house, okay? God is building your house and everything in it and around it, and it will carry the glory of the Lord at a next level. Come on, who wants that? You want to be a glory carrier? Now listen, I'm going to pray for you. God is setting us up to subdue snakes and to come up higher. The word is come up higher, subdue snakes. Then the glory of the latter house, because of your faith, will be greater than the former. Let him build it. Now listen, if you're ready to build your house at next levels, I want you to join me for my Kingdom Wealth Strategies class. Listen, this is for pastors. This is for apostles, prophets, fivefold ministry. This is for business leaders, marketplace ministry. This is for people that want me to push their faith buttons. Are you ready to go to the upgrade levels that God wants you to go to? Are you ready to carry the prosperity in your soul and in your finances and in your business that you believe you should be walking in? If you believe you should be walking in a next level to carry a next level glory, this class is for you. Kingdom Wealth Strategies, 6 months with me, pushing your buttons of faith so you can get to those next levels. Now listen, go to my website right now, sign up, Kingdom Wealth Strategies. It starts Monday, September 8th at 2 p.m. Eastern. All right, whether you're on the West Coast, East Coast of the world, you can come and join. It's 2 p.m. Eastern. You might be up really late at night or really early in the morning, but you can do it. I'm going to push you on this. I do not want people who are going to be going, this is too much. No, I want the people that are ready. Are you ready to go to next levels? I'm going to push you in the Kingdom Wealth Strategy. Wealth means prosperity. It means nothing missing, nothing broken. It means wholeness. I'm going to help you get whole here so you can carry the domination and to be able to subdue snakes for this upcoming season. God has great things for you, so sign up. Now listen, maybe some of you are just watching this and you're going, Candace, I just want my temple to get into greater order here. You need my soul transformation class. We have Dream Enters coaches that want to take you through. Soul transformation, our Dream Enters 101. I want to help you be a people helper of other people. Is God calling you to go to next level so you can help others? You might say, listen, I just need to be helped. Great, we got you covered with soul transformation. He's saying, I want you to help others. We got you covered with Dream Mentors 101. My husband and I will teach and train you for 15 weeks. We have coaches that run you through online classes. Everything I'm talking about, every class is done through Zoom, online. We're going to walk you through every single week. The class you have with me is Kingdom Wealth Strategies. The class that you have with my coaches, Soul Transformation, Dream Hunters 101. We have multiple classes. We can credential you and help you step into being the house of the Lord that helps others. It is time to get on your chair. Come up higher. Make some decisions about where God wants to take you. Now listen, I'm going to pray for you right now. God has got great things coming, and you are the house of the Lord to carry his greater glory. All right, Father, I praise you and I thank you for my friends watching right now. I thank you, Father, that you are calling them to come up higher. I thank you that it takes a risk and a leap of faith, and you're taking them to those next levels. Lord, I ask you to reveal in the season of Teshuvah any snakes that are stopping them from stepping into that place of domination, dominating in their souls, in family, in finances, in business, in media, in education, in their churches, in their cities, states, and nations. Come on, nations, hear my voice right now. God wants to see domination of who he is in every place in our lives that is weak and seems as though it cannot take anymore. God's going to raise you up. You're going to be one who subdues in 5786. Lord, I thank you right now. Listen, if you have had depression, oppression, you're dealing with difficult forces in your life, we're going to break those strongholds in the name of Jesus. At the sound of my voice, every enemy is fleeing, and you are raising up. You are coming up higher. Look up, look up, look up. Set your affections above. You have been promoted to the mountaintop, and God is building his house that he may take pleasure in it and be glorified. Share this with a friend today. Go to my YouTube, subscribe. That's how you can be my friend. Subscribe to my YouTube. It's going to help you on a weekly basis. I bring these words. It's going to help keep you in line with the Hebrew calendar and what God is doing. All right, be blessed. You're blessed and highly favored, and I'll see you next week.